Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
It's the Good Day program at 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen. And Jennifer Horn. Did I say endum? I probably should have said
endum.
Instead of endum, it's enda.
What's her name?
Rich McFadden. Her, him, it. Okay, so I'm going to do this a different way than you wanted me to do this, Richie.
Okay.
I'm going to have a 2020 news quiz question that will lead us into a discussion of, it was thought at the time that her name was pronounced Riley Hunter, but apparently it's real. R-I-E-L-L-E. Real Hunter?
Riel.
Okay.
Superman's sister.
Got it. Okay. 888-302-3684. 2020 News Quiz. You got a few minutes. We'll get to the story by 20 of the hour, but maybe before, if somebody can remember who Riel, what's that? Pronounce it again? Riel? Riel. Hunter.
Close enough.
Who is this lady? Why would we be talking about her? Well, not necessarily now. What was her deal? Why was it an important conversation several years ago? I would say, I give you a clue, it had to do with someone in a rather large political circle. All right, is that good enough? That's enough of a hint, right?
Now a dirtbag.
She's a dirtbag, or the guy's a dirtbag?
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, he is a
dirtbag. Although she's a dirtbag, too.
She's kind of a dirtbag, too, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. I'm not going to let the dirt fall off of her.
Okay, so who is she? And after we identify who she is, I'll tell you what the
story is. She's in the news again because she's talking.
What is her story, and why are we talking about this? All right, some people are talking about the $4.2 trillion budget, which is basically dead on arrival, as it ought to be. I don't even want to go there, frankly. The Midwest, big problems with the weather around the country, although the people in California are happy because they're getting rain. It is kind of warm on the West Coast this week. There is a lot of concern about the amount of snow. You see, I don't understand it. We need snow in Los Angeles to get water for our
water
system.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't. Some people like it and some people don't like it. It just depends on where you are. And I think the skiing is great up there, right? Look at the skiing. But I'm looking at some pictures of some flooding around this last month or so. Oof. Look at the water in the Midwest. And some of it has washed a lot of good dirt down the Mississippi. You know, the surface water will drain off the soil and make for not pleasant position for farmers. So what they have, if you've noticed, at the mouth of the Mississippi, they have barges there now, and they're trying to pick up the dirt and put it on barges so they can bring it back to shore, dry it off. I don't know what they do with it after that, but pretty interesting to see how, I mean, this is in essence Mother Nature at work, right? This is how deserts are created. You all wonder, if you look back over the history, the topographical history of our planet, where there is desert now, there used to be lots of fertile land, and vice versa. The North American continent was basically rock and sand back about 3 billion years ago. Did you know that? And that was when it was connected to Europe and to, you look at South Africa. I'm sorry, look at Africa, the continent, and South America, and you see how they used to be together, but over the billions of years, the planet separated them apart. And the same thing has happened with America. The whole shape of our country and this half of the hemisphere is a lot different. And that's because things change, and they're continuing to change, and that's why we have climate change, and that's why we have things that are earthquakes and all this other stuff. But we take it day by day, sometimes minute by minute. And when you see these floods, torrential downpours, woof, you get kind of worried about it.
I'm woofing a lot today. Are you feeling okay?
I feel fine. Why? You don't think I...
You need a treat, boy? Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Down off the couch.
That was woof. Charlotte. Charlotte was boof.
Woof.
Remember Charlotte when she used a boof in here?
Yeah.
Boof.
Boof.
I can finally talk about Charlotte somewhat, although when I move out of the house, I think that's going to be a day and a half. Woof. Hey, there I am.
There
I am.
See? Told you it's a woofing day.
It's a woofing day. It is. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, 20 before the hour, I promised we'd get an answer to this question about Riel Hunter. Did I do that okay?
You did.
It's pretty close, yeah.
Okay, all right. Here, who do we have? Let's see who we've got here. I think I'll talk to Dottie, who has the relationship information. Dottie, hello. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. A little bit of snow here, but not much.
Nah, but you're not worried about the weather, are you? It's wintertime.
No. Yeah. I'm from Ohio originally, so I don't care about it.
In Ohio, it's worse.
I know it is.
Be thankful you're where you are, yeah. All right. So why are we focused on this name? What does Riel Hunter have to do with anything or anybody?
Well, she was a lady that had an affair with John Edwards while his wife had cancer. And if I'm not mistaken, she had a child.
That's right.
So I don't know what she's doing today. I really haven't heard
well,
that.
That's
I know who she is.
We brought this up. Thank you. You're fine. I'm going to send you a copy of that book, by the way, that I keep talking about all the time, that my friend Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. You'll find it very inspirational. So I'll give you that. The reason that we're talking about this is because she appeared on Steve Harvey's daytime program. And, Richie, I think you got a little audio from that, have you not?
You know, now, when the allegations first surfaced, John Edwards initially denied the affair and even allowed a close aide to claim paternity for their child. How did you go along with it? How was it presented to you that this is how we're going to present this?
Oh, I just thought that was insane. I mean, I thought the whole thing was insane. But why I went along with it was I was afraid that my daughter, who was unborn at that time, would not have a dad. And I also didn't want to hurt anybody. Like, it was in the middle of a campaign, and I didn't want to be the one to bring down an entire campaign.
Were you really in love with him at the time?
Oh, my God, madly in love. This was not a frivolous relationship. I mean, we were together for 9 years.
Jeez.
I mean, what was it that made
you? We still love each other. We're not together, but we still love each other.
Really?
Yes, very much so.
So why aren't they together? I guess that'd be my question. Mm. Where is he now? What's going on with him?
He is a personal injury lawyer in North Carolina, and I just looked up his net worth. He's worth anywhere between $30 and $50 million.
Well, that's what he did before he went into politics.
He's chasing it. Well, remember he had that medical company. The family had a pharmaceutical company, and they had a bunch of money. So he's chasing ambulances and probably skirts.
Yeah. Huh. John Kerry's vice president candidate in 2004.
Yep.
I just don't know how the mighty can fall.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I mean,
what are you thinking?
But I don't know how the 9-year affair thing. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how as a woman you can stay with someone in an affair situation for that long. Mm. And part two of that is, how do you do that to your wife who's dying of cancer? I mean, can't she just hold out? Mm. I mean, she was literally fighting for her life. And I mean, I know there's pressures and we shouldn't judge, but it's like, you shouldn't judge what somebody else is going through. I'm sure it was probably difficult for him, but it's like, give me a break. Can't you just wait? Ugh.
Ugh. You think most of the women you know felt the same way, Jen?
Yes, I think.
And still do.
Especially because Elizabeth Edwards was a very likable, beautiful, inspirational person.
Yeah.
Politics and everything aside, people just liked her.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Remember when she had the record crusade? I'll never forget that. You remember that? She was all over lyrics and things.
No, that
was,
what's her face? That was, what do I want to call her?
Tipper Gore. Oh, okay. Wait, but for me, they were both.
They were both the same.
Sort of one and the same. Maybe I should. Well, that's not fair.
Al never cheated.
Right.
So.
All right. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to call your attention to before we pause for a moment here, the story at DougStephan.com from today's show, the story of David and Yvonne, who were having a great time as a couple. They were testing out their new Fitbits to get in shape for the springtime. Yvonne seemed to be on the fritz, her watch on the fritz, till somebody on the internet gave them some incredible information. Yvonne's data showed that she spent 10 hours in the fat-burning zone, but wasn't burning a lot of calories and wasn't very active that day. In addition, the numbers showed her heart rate had been high, and so David posted on a Fitbit forum on Reddit about his predicament, asking users if there was something wrong with her sensor. And then a fellow user asked, has she experienced anything really stressful in the last few days, or is it a possibility that she's pregnant? And from that, they found out that she was. So her Fitbit data was how they discovered she was pregnant.
There you go.
Is that amazing?
Strap on those bracelets, lady.
Good Lord. The poll, as a matter of fact, today at DougStephan.com asks you whether you have a Fitbit or other wearable fitness tracker. I don't, but I know somebody who does, because they got it. Yes, and I love it is A. B, yes, but I don't use it is B. C, not yet, but I'm getting one soon. D, nope, and I doubt I'll get one. E, I don't know what those are. Richie, have you got a Fitbit?
Got mine on right now.
Have you? Jen, Jen?
I sure do.
So how is that different? Doesn't the watch, the iPhone, give you that
information?
It does
the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really, mine doesn't play music, but it can control my music on my phone. Uh-huh. So really, this Garmin activity tracker that I have on does everything that an iWatch does, and I paid $150 for it.
Ah, well, I paid more than that for the one that I got and gave. But it's an interesting, fascinating thing. What I find interesting about the iPhone, I'm sorry, the iWatch, what do they call it? iWatch, right?
Yeah.
It has to have an iPhone with it in order to work.
Yes.
If you don't have the iPhone with it, it doesn't work.
Well, this does too. I mean, I won't be able to read texts on my Garmin activity tracker if it's not synced to my phone. Uh-huh. I also won't be able to tell the weather if it's not synced to my phone. Mm-hmm. So it still does steps and heart rate, mm-hmm. but all the other features are tied to your phone.
Poll from yesterday at DougStephan.com focusing on ice cream because the new Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I walked by last night. I was in Manchester yesterday afternoon. Man, what a madhouse. And one of the things that I was watching as I walked up, and I had to walk 11 blocks from where I could park the car to get back into the place where all the candidates were. And I walked by a Ben and Jerry's, and they're touting these new ice creams that are made from almond milk. Mm-hmm. And that's what we talked about yesterday. And then the poll, do you often have ice cream, or how often do you have it? Let's see here. 26% said once in a while. 25% of you who answered the question at DougStephan.com said a couple times a month. See here. 16% said it's too cold to think about ice cream. 15% said a couple times a week they have ice cream. 10% said almost every day. 6% said I can't remember the last time I had ice cream. 5% said I can't eat ice cream anymore. I'm afraid that's where I got to find this almond stuff because the dairy is not agreeing with me. And I think, you know, I wonder often, I'm wondering out loud now, when most of you know I'm a dairy farmer and I was selling raw milk at my dairy store at the farm and I was drinking it. I grew up on raw milk. But whenever I, whether I went back to being sensitized for a long time, I've had issues that come about as a result of having a gluten in my diet and dairy in the diet, kind of phlegmy, that kind of stuff. And I got away from it because I was able to drink the raw milk. And I just use milk on my cereal anyway. That's all. I don't drink it, per se. But I was making ice cream or getting ice cream made out of it. And so now I'm back to the regular milk because we don't have raw milk on the farm anymore. And I'm really, really choked up. And I wonder if that isn't something a lot of you who have that same problem, if you eliminate dairy and go to things like, I love ice cream, and I've stayed away from it this last year because of a lot of different things, but I want to try this Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It seems, or it feels, I mean, let's get some, how about Cherries Garcia made from that ice cream? That'd be a good deal. But they're trying it, and so we asked that poll question yesterday to see what you thought about ice cream. There's nothing better than really good ice cream. 50, where are we now, Richie? Looks like 49 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy trick which will guarantee that people listen to what you have to say? Not as tough as you think. Actually, it's a kind of all in the setup. Here's the science of it. When time is tight, people are usually anxious. They just don't have enough time to get everything done. We're naturally concerned when someone says, can I talk to you? There's a natural knee-jerk response, especially when you're under the gun, and it's how much time will this take? To reduce this natural fear after you say, can I talk to you, immediately say, don't worry, I'll be brief.
Don't you listen to what the man says.
What's the cheap psych trick? This one little line, I'll be brief, reduces anxiety and increases the probability that people will listen to you. But remember, after you say, don't worry, I'll be brief, make sure you are in fact brief. Drop me a brief note. I'd love to hear from you. Send it to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As vitamin supplements become more and more necessary while our food quality degrades, old-fashioned vitamin E has reemerged as an interesting new candidate. Between 2 to 5% of Americans have a liver disease which resembles that of drinking alcoholics, though these people are not drinkers. This condition is marked by fat in the liver and seems mostly to affect America's growing number of obese citizens. Cheap grocery store vitamin E is now showing to help many of those with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, most common to people suffering from obesity. Ironically, the common drugs used to treat this condition actually cause weight gain, whereas vitamin E does not. The more we learn about health, the more it gets confirmed that a low-fat, lean, healthy body performs better in both the long and short term. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This point guard racked up over 8,000 points in his 13-year NBA career, but he may be best remembered as the shortest player to win a slam dunk contest.
A clear crowd favorite, Webb took everyone by surprise, including his teammate and defending champion Dominique Wilkins.
So where is Anthony Spud Webb now? Spud is currently the president of basketball operations for the Texas Legends, the D-League team for the Dallas Mavericks. During the 2011 NBA lockout, he and Dennis Rodman helped coach several women's topless basketball games sponsored by two rival gentlemen's clubs in New York City.
Hi, I'm Gianna, and my position is on top, forward.
Reach in foul on Spud Webb. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Photo Goo. Would you pay $3 to stretch and squish your friends' faces?
Are you some kind of moron?
I didn't think so. Photo Goo.
Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.